حلقكم كوني نيتشغن الغاني راديو لاند. This is KYUK with Fish Talk this afternoon. I have a guest with me from Fish and Wildlife. Minik introduce out Jacob, and I have another person online that I will have him introduce himself to you guys, our listeners out there. Taima Kaishwa Ayukchika Taklai Nakputta Tokam Ilini Makutfona Putta. They don't work too well, so bear with us when something happens or you get cut off, especially long distance callers. Sometimes we get cut off from air, so if that happens, call back and get online. This show is only about an hour long. That's the amount of time that we are given. Our lines are 907-543-5985, 907-543-2756. Unalu outside of Bethel, 1-800-995-8954. Unalu email agalujibiyukufjiyagalkutun, radio@kyuk.org. Those are our lines. Please do give us a call with any questions that you have. I will have my guest here introduce himself, where he's from, what he does for the department up where he works, and then I'll have our personnel online introduce himself after. Chris?
Well, Sam, I'm going to Christopher Tulik. When you condol to National Wildlife Refuge, I'm usually doing a supervising RIT.
Kevin?
Thank you, Sam and KYUK. I'm Kevin Whitworth, Executive Director for Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. Thank you.
Where you're from?
And I am from McGrath. Live in McGrath.
There you go. Good afternoon, guys. I'm kind of curious. I heard there was going to be a opportunity for this area's first set net opener in Munich. Good people that are listening on air, I'll have Chris make an announcement of our first opportunity to have a set net out there. Makutlu regulations that we are supposed to have on our set nets, how they are supposed to be set out, and what informations are needed on our buoys. Tamakutamai, I'll have Chris make an announcement of those. Chris?
June 5, 2009. 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. 16 hours. Dot and Dr. Kleiner Lutin Doi to Ptu at Market Nkite 6 inch or less. Dr. G to 75 feet in length. What's Nani Sretnik? Galvunga Dot to G to 45 mass deep. June 11 King Oaken Jali at Star Luting up Nxilkate Amakuta Skarlwit Umi Koyukatni drift or set gilnet. June 12, I bought you June 16. 12 hours Daktalutka, 7 AM to 7 PM. Doctor Chit Nachtuda Chit Galvan Htuda Chitlu Simanish Nayuklein.
Full sack lagluting from the mouth of the Kaskokwim to Johnson River.
Nachtin Bangan, yeah.
It was Johnson River, Getwin 150.
Yeah.
Yeah, happened at 45 miss 6 inch.
Drift or set net opportunity, drift or set. Full cycle, 300 feet out. Afghan 150 feet, Afghan Katsalia to looting at the same time. Atstaragi Kungaluting. I clean it to the money unnachsim buying and getting get from Gawaft.
Dotten Katsali Dakta loot, Kosuka.
Yeah, 150 feet Dakjali, they ma Ptuarluni Atstaragluni to be Ukuni. Avra Adoroku Piukuni 75 feet. Ptuguluku Toitu Chali Avran Gatun 75 feet Amgatuluni. Atstara Ugalun.
Yeah, Totten.
Aggregate. Yes. Total aggregate length.
Nutana Tama Tos Akuta Aha Ikusputani Chatuitakata Ikos Nakat. Set the targeting big at a hot starting to tamak jelly pickak.
Magutra law enforcement at the market, Morit Lakata Roma at the Rula Rita Ikosutani at hit mailing address, was phone number 8. Igas Naluki the money to write me Ikosutani. They met the Dangsiku Tamakuta Chimani law enforcement that Tanghakam Kitamakuta Atrit with phone number 8 Igos Ganritakata. They ma Kanruzunga Larea Katronikitukan Nisklukukuvia, Totna Bitksuku Tamakut information.
Kevin, do you have anything else to add for the opportunities up in your area, the Upper Kuskokwim? I know that.
Yeah, if I can add a little bit. There in the lower river, I'm hearing there was some salmon being caught up until today, June 1st. It's closed now. But I did hear some salmon being caught. I don't know what other folks are hearing, but there was a few king salmon over the weekend that I heard people were catching. And then there was people trying for whitefish and sheafish and pike, and they were getting good numbers on that. And that's what I've seen up here, too, in McGrath. Folks are catching some. I haven't heard any sheafish, but there's been catching some pike and some whitefish, which is good. I'm glad to hear folks are getting a little bit of fish and a little bit of taste of fish this time of year. It's early, but it's important to get some fresh fish right now, so I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, that's good to know. They're already upriver because we're the same boat as you guys are down in this area. There's people catching here and there, one fish mostly, but they'll start showing up. The opportunities that we have unoko time. Tomorrow is going to be our first opener with set nets. The length of the set net is probably 60 feet. Totten tucked out.
Magut set net, 75 feet. or less.
Wow, nutanatum koyanak pasila siniliku. That will give everybody a better chance of catching something. Ako na tawam na kluto at least 45 ako luni. Time toy. If the opportunity comes tomorrow, time 7 a.m. ka shift ka tagluting.
Yeah, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm. 16-hour opener for anyone naspayulaga. Let's remember that June 1 Unomak was the last given opportunity to be drifting out there.
May 31,
yeah, it's June 1, 12 o'clock, yeah. Midnight was their opportunity to stop, yeah. Midnight, amitayim, aru laylhuk, atakstagliting opportunity, bilhatu umi. I was surprised to see that there were some people drifting during kalulhatni by Nabaska, right below Oscarville. I saw a couple of drifters. They were giving it a try and made me feel good that that people are trying already. Ako natoy jali, Chris, kailun makut chibi ngalrit akustutas kait kupiat tamatum jali tata the space between two nets, kaisun yaksik tatalut kbehkau kaktau kuk how far apart.
Update am ting do air nama chikik say lang ata gom chi wani kan chuka 100 feet. I guess, Kevin, do you happen to know the updated regulation about the intervals between set nets?
Yeah, this is Kevin. I don't have that in front of me. I apologize. I will look at that up that right now.
Yeah.
But I do have a reminder, if I could, Sam.
Yeah, go ahead.
The non-salmon spawning tributaries, and Chris, please help me with the pronunciations, but they remain open to gill net fishing, you know, set nets, 100 yards upstream from where they meet the Kuskokwim. Fish and Wildlife does a great job of marking this, and those do remain open. And then there are some regulations with the salmon spawning tributaries, the Eek, Queefup, Kizaralik, Tulik Sack, Aniak River, closed to fishing with gill nets and to the harvest of Chinook and Chum salmon at this time. So just want to remind folks. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah, that I was just about to ask that question. I'm glad you brought it up. Ukutwani, Mani, Kuskokfakmi, I should take advantage of Chris. Ukutkamumi, Kachigot, and Chris.
Yeah, to clearly go on, can I say clean up? Slamk, Tamana Ptudit, Ptomaka, 100 feet, Tamakan ordinary high water markam, the Makutama regulation at Dodney, he goes on a lachtita. Tamatum ka tamana nakakagum ka tum akustuta si chiving ali tamakita Kevin am kanut ksik toy to regulation at makita ashag ni nukatlu siwane al plusne ashaguni ayuk. Makuta sahto kuvit kuvieta ma kuiget national debt, Tagak by Sak, Genak, Gaelic, Anaxic, Greek, Tamakuta, Siwanis, and Umumangan, and Main Stemak, Ian Kaxen, a leading Taguam 100-year mark from getting it. The money, being a looting. The Guamagata, Kusatovit, Eek, Quick Look, Tilksak,
Kizaralik,
Anel Tamak, Tamakatai, Chimanisna. Sakan ek pagi nating umu sa ngaliting kuvian ka to kulin. To ay siyo umu matlan na sini unna mainstem kusrofak. Siyo nga nis nasang nito na regulation ng kin. Mago nag-upgrade ng alternative gear. Rod and reel. Beach scene. Fish wheel, so let me storm it. Prison, beach scene. Tamakuta Mazanfknaki, Una main stem, Mammy Tamakuta to Rugaluni, Umrumangan. Toy to, Ayok Fknatk. Non-federally qualified subsistence users, or non-qualified users. Tamakuta alternative care and get a little bit good. Simon now reading it. The rum unang kuning tarak feet. Somatim.
Ikasit.
I permitted.
Grit.
Yeah. Tamakun kunang kuning. I snuck. Tamakuta mana regulation of non-qualified user on an. Do you are taken, Magut, federally qualified subsistence user, Magut alternative gear it. Deep net, beach scene, fish wheel, rod and reel it, Kazanik, Umut Fkanaki, Iking Kazanaliki, Unani, main stem army, Atstarat, Litting Kotu, Ptua Litting Tamakut. Kuvet umugusunga kata unani main stemami ako ta alternative kaya tato kulo ki nakserung alu ting changtay suta mas kuita ayok ni ling kata kserung alu ki
dan ya asih pagta ako na unakani beach shining kuta alu ting pilas kata ay sunta makutupiat nikahtuta kaugat.
Corny regulation of me and remark. Pete saying that corny define armor as non monofilament weapon. Mahuta monofilament down really on the gun carcablet. Do I too? 50 fathom. Duct eluding, 100 meters deep. Doi to no greater than 3.5 inches stretch mass.
Akunama umyakluku unani jika ikasah paksa kamtah kita tulak betoi nasakluki umutin itu lapak. Ya, aku nak umiok suku pinah putar. Here in Bethel, that there's a net dealer that serves the Costco Quim Delta here, and he might have the 3-inch net that's not a mono to try for a bead chaining for kutak. A full net 100 feet.
Yeah.
Tak tacha
50 yeah. fathoms. Oh, 300 feet.
Okay, three full net.
Yeah.
Yeah.
50 fathom 300 feet out.
Mm-hmm. Dol down a full net at 100 mess at to die ngaluni. So there's a chance that
no greater than 3.5 inches.
Oh, 3.5, not
yeah.
3 inches.
No greater than.
You know, 3.5.
Yeah.
So, up to 3.5 inch mesh for bead chaining. That's something good to know. Because who knows? We might catch whatever we can keep. It's worth trying. I've never tried it here, but in other areas, I've seen people using those bead chaining. So they work. Even the ones that are going after smolts, I know that they use small nets to gather those small fish. Mark kahaluki pila mhtki on the fins. I seen it being done up in areas where they're going checking out what type of fish are in those little tributaries out of the main stem Kaskukim. But Chris Janik Kasanik Jali Pikank or Kevin, do you have anything else to add before we put Chris here?
I don't. Thank you, Sam.
E Kitak Chris. Ilag Kufki half an hour clinical no atuk books.
Yeah, recorded hotline on Khtagut. Number 543-3151. Update our Makwane Makunaka announcement danak. Natuna recording our work. Yum Kaking Waita. Tama informational hotline our Natuna Rikuftitoi opportunity down an umbrock, Kala Kufsiu, recording as a update on Malunis.
3151. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon to you guys all and everyone that's listening. Yeah, quite fishnet at GV, I've got 20 every day for 30 days or mani kus ko fagmi king and tama tum ko up nella khan up ta chivinga yung chitnik was wondering if the consciousness that we set out can be set out like 24 hours or like every day till we pull it out. Okay, good afternoon.
Ah, give you one cut out, Chris.
Kevin, you might want to jump in on this one, but we don't have that on our regulations, but all whitefish nets should not be set during the closure.
Kevin?
Yeah, I can add a little bit to this. Yeah. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for the caller's question, too. And so right now, it is closed, except for those non-salmon tributaries that Chris had mentioned. You can fish above 100 meters up into those creeks. So you can fish up there. But on the main stem, it is closed starting today through the federal temporary special action. And tomorrow will be the first set net opportunity, and the 5th and the 9th will be another couple more. And so June 2nd, June 5th, and June 9th from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., 16-hour set net, gill net opportunities. And then the next opportunities is the gill net drift and or set nets, which is June 12th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and June 16th, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Kuyana, ako tawa itali ako mapitay kamakin kaya kakulo ni pilgrim makutwani nakchoknik atukulo ki kubiat pitu kaputa apkaput white fishnets. Tamakutwat napchok, tamakutwak ka chibing ngaw kuyo maut. Yuksaw na kita kong kwatan kiyo tong katudugot unakok alak kun malikluku piku ng kwatan piyot umkan kupiatoy unani kuskok pimilo ni wit chibing alrit yugak kaulutang ukunitakwam tay chimalgani ganagani unoko ayak ni June 2, June 5, June 9. Tao ko ni chif takaw luta, set na takaw luta. Unasasakput unoko mi 7 a.m. kaukan. Habat 11 p.m. mamuntikilu ni atako mi 16 hours. Totten pitalram ktoi naspa yu maluta akunasu tak tatche kupyam atukuyuk ngakumta 75 amun mayukhtlina takliri kanne rasluni uukhasak takuam nakhluta tche una 6-inch saguluni agun ang tatche nigga 6-inch sarulu ni nakhluta chalu 45. Tauna toi pilu kuppi uktol chali atkhchita galuting pikata. June 12 mi ikiru takkaulu ki atkhchita galuting kwalpitu galuting lupi kungalhatta. Seven a.m. Mami, June 12th, Mami, at looting ayak nerach kau looting 7 p.m. Mapt kisugo down a 12-hour opener aguluni. Dostali June 16th, Mami, Charlie, same time, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Akutunasu Yaguzak Knaki, Ikutkutafsni, Atkin Ikausuku, phone number on Quasbox numberati, Taukutoi, Umyoksikipin Nakhtukut, Akutu, Awai Kusam Jali, Aptushi, Unagani, Kuskokwim buying an of Anachimunt Gisuni, 300 atukuyunga kut full circle dos annachim paing anik get mun anyaga khamit kisuki 150 dos set net tagaluta khas atchtagluk tamakkin kapika takum ta unnagakin paing anik khobat annachimun tam abgan 150 Setting the Tagaluni, 150 Clotoluna Tagaluni. Dortoken Anachim get moon, 150 Dom Avoga, 75 Setting the Tagaluku, 75 Aklu at Tagaluni. Tamakut Umioxu keeping Nebuta, Unasu Glucklik. Nak atuk put nunam kaingani witak kauluni ak titagom kichakaluku. Ukutsutoi non trib spawning tributaries. Kosaktok viksuil kait makutnakt. Unnagakin ayakiluni takayak pais. Kinak kelek annakchik unasukuik. Tamani atchtagle tinku viku viayukngaut. 100 yards. Mark kamachiko takatayim markalhuchikaita Christian kut kseitut ayakayagatut. Taim taik akka dasu daskuchitlhuita tamako tamurishkohluki pinneaputta narohtan reting naksuki Gucci, my yacht, the good. Was an amukat good. I swat toy in scooty to Nakasa Yokchika. Tamakuta, umioka, umioxuki bin nepta. Ukutsutoi jali, Kusamun, website animakut atukuluki, dovet. Kaisun ayak yuk ngas kaita makutun angas kuyagatun yubrigi yukum ta kaisun ayak kuchitin kris kita ka pagtukak
siyuk liliku una at tagagalini opportunity regulation akputkotin kasad ni kausin kilnet drift and or set yukhtun sita mumiyus kuni kingan atxtagagluni piyungaluni kangasu kingan ptuwagan piyukuni khwatsu totin kangasu awai oragu kaguna totu entakuni entakpikun ptuwagalun atxtagagluni facebook.com don't need to leave post on my left at the information not put the file of work of two. Doi to good honey federal subsistence management. That's who know it's my good information at the Tony post on my website.me at www.doi.cov/subsistence. Tony information that we dealt Ukutali subsistence management program on Facebook on Klunitali. Facebook.com/ subsistence Alaska. Information that the money we dealt.
Yeah, Chris. Kevin, do you have anything else to add to what Chris brought out?
Not on this topic, but Sam, if you wanted, I have information on the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council meeting.
Oh yeah,
happening right now.
Yes, sir. Let's go there.
Okay. So, thank you, Sam. The North Pacific Fisheries Management Council. You know, this is a council that manages from 3 miles offshore to 200 miles off our coastlines there on the Bering Sea, and they manage the groundfish fisheries. They're meeting today through the 9th in Vancouver, Washington. There's a couple agenda items that Cusco Fish Commission's tracking. One of them is they're discussing a performance standard for pelagic trawl gear. This is a problem because the pelagic trawl gear, the pollock fishery, for instance, they're supposed to fish the midwater of the ocean, not on the bottom. It's actually by regulation. They're supposed to fish the midwater of the water column. NOAA science, the best available science we have for this, shows that in the Bering Sea, the midwater trawlers contact the bottom of the ocean 60 to 100% of the time. Their gear is dragging on the bottom of the ocean floor, and they're not supposed to be on the bottom. It's supposed to be midwater. And so the council's meeting and trying to figure out this loophole. This is a loophole that's in regulation that the pollock fishery is getting away with. And they're meeting this week to discuss whether they should be able to continue this or not. We think that they should be off the bottom floor like it is in regulation. It's supposed to be that way, and it should be that way. These are humongous nets, 1,600 feet wide, almost 600 foot long, and the bycatch is numbers on salmon and chum salmon. They catch halibut and crab. They destroy the halibut habitats, essential fish habitats that our people are rely on. The Bering Sea, we rely on that. And the pollock industry is dragging the seafloor and destroying our communities here in this area. So we're hopeful. Hopefully the council will take this up seriously and make some regulations to help keep these fish nets off the bottom of the floor. And right now, more than 70% of Alaskans support a ban on trawling. We're not asking for a ban on trawling in Alaska's waters, but what we're hopeful for is just to get them off of the sea floor. That's a start. Mm-hmm. And so they're discussing that.
That's good to know. I've never heard of that. What those trawlers are doing out there. And actually, they're fishing off the bottom of the seafloor. What do you know, Edgar? While we're still on that pollock subject, what are the outlook? I know that these pollock fish are the main quarry of the sea lion. They depend on these what they're going after out there, the pollock. What do you know, the number of sea lion that the drop? Because I the last time I heard that the sea lion numbers are dropping.
Kevin? Yeah, I can help with that. I don't know the numbers of sea lions dropping, but the number, and this is a huge number. It's hard for me to even comprehend, but The pollock fishery removes roughly 1.2 million metric tons, and if you keep of pollock each year, and if you convert that to pounds, so 1.2 million metric tons, that's 2,645,000,000 pounds. It's over, you know, 2.7 billion pounds of pollock. And there's been studies that definitely these removals are directly affecting, you know, fur seals on the Pribilof Islands. On the Aleutian Islands, there's science that shows that these numbers are hurting other mammals. Yes. And they're catching, there's just this biomass removal from the Bering Sea is definitely hurting the mammals. And last week we heard from somebody saying that the sea lions aren't coming back to the Kuskokwim Bay, and good news there. And sea lions eat pollock, and so if they're not there, I could see why she's thinking that there's this is a direct correlation, and I do believe that as well.
Yes. Anything else?
No, not right now. I'll hold until if we get questions.
No, it's touristics not put the money king and Kusko for me. Kusko for mana paying on the Chakmak and come off the anarchy king and touristics not the good Unani to Mahpe me Tamak and I guess Kevin, you're on par with state waters and what the management decision is.
Yeah, this is Kevin. I can chime in for speak for state waters upriver of Aniak. Mm-hmm. Sam Decker, she's not able to come in today. She's stuck trying to get to Bethel. She was trying to get on Alaska Airlines. I guess there's been some cancellations or some delays, so she apologizes. She did text me and asked if she could give if I can give an update. Right now, above Aniak for state waters, it is open 24/7 for set net and drifting. At the working group meeting we met last week, we tabled whether or not there's going to be a front end closure or what dates it's going to be. I don't think we voted on that. So we're going to supposed to meet again here real soon to figure out when the set net, when the front end closure will take effect for headwater fisheries. And she mentioned that she's hearing from a lot of people from the state waters. They're catching some pike and sheathfish, like I had mentioned. And she'd like to see hear from other folks, maybe through Fish Talk or Facebook or somewhere, to see if other people are catching fish. And that's the update I got from Sam, just real brief.
Koyana, Kevin. Akunachali, Quato, Maklaram, Nasu Nereluku Pikasra, Makutun, Angaskutun, Quasu, Angaskoya Gartuna Kutun to Maxara to Maxara Hartun. You bring Luki Makut Chow Chit Piukumta Hobbit Ukutun Angaskoya Gartun Unguk www.dog.gov/subsistence or by visiting www.facebook.com/subsistencealaska. Talk toy. Atuhuluka Nasune Zakluki Makutwani Kaisun Ayokuchit Piukumta. ukutwani koyan koyan akota opportunity tight a time June 16 am kingonika makutta kawihelita pikata mikurik lutingillinipeqata a ila lukipila qait opportunity makutta tamanaqqaqaillun a qanrut klukuni gartiksaitan Chris
ya natlaq putronik nitiksaitikut
e qan kialleqa cham qanqsaunani
ke qanqsaitut
e tamanattoi khuingalpaqnaqluku piunga a time Kevin do you have for the outlook number figures on the Kings, the Chums, Reds, estimate figures on those. Do you have numbers?
Yes, Sam. You are putting me on the spot, and when it comes to numbers, I don't like to go off my memory. But for the Chinook salmon, we basically the state of Alaska uses last year's run size to be the midpoint of the outlook for this year. And so that's about 145,000, give or take a little bit, off of my memory, which is not enough for both escapement and subsistence needs. You know, and our needs are anywhere from 65,000 to 100,000 Chinook salmon. And so this outlook does not support complete unrestricted fishing and escapement goals being met. And for chum, it's hard to say right now. We have very little numbers for chum salmon and coho. So, but we do remain hopeful for the sockeye salmon. They've been doing really well over the years and doing, you know, anywhere from 800 to 900,000 we've seen in the past couple of years. So the problem is with the sockeye salmon, we try to allow for set net opportunities because they are bank oriented mostly when they're running the river.
Yeah.
But when we have Chinook and chum salmon protections in place, it's hard to target those sockeye salmon. So we have to keep that in mind. The managers have a hard time figuring out how to capture some of those sockeye salmon without harming like low numbers of chum salmon and stuff like that. So, but they are what we've seen over the years. Our managers and in-season managers are working to try to allow for people to try to get as much of those sockeye salmon because they are plentiful.
That's what I asked earlier about those added openers targeting reds, the sockeye, and maybe that's something good to hope for. As the summer progresses, looking at our last drift will be on the 16th, and then after that, given the idea of how much reds are being caught out there, the number, it might be additional openers after.
Yeah, Sam, if I could add a little bit to that. Yeah, in this time of year, we don't have really good numbers. I think the sonar should be installed here really soon. I heard today or tomorrow the sonar should be up and running, so we should start to get numbers off the sonar soon. After tomorrow's opener and the 5th and the 9th and the 12th, 16th openers, we will be, Cusco Fish Commission, working with Fish and Wildlife and ONC, will be collecting harvest information to try to figure out what the run is looking like. So you combining harvest information, catch per unit effort for the boats, and sonar, using that information to try to figure out how the run is looking. We don't have... the state of Alaska is no longer running Bethel test fish anymore, so we have less data now. That did provide, you know, good run timing, and later on it did provide a snapshot of like what the run side was going to look like. But early season, it is hard to figure out what's going on with the run. It's not until mid-season for the, you know, June 10, June 15, June 18, you're starting to really get a better idea what the run looks like. Mm-hmm. And so by that 16th opener, folks should have a better idea what the run is looking like. And hopefully, like you mentioned, Sam, we hope that our run is going to continue to grow, mm-hmm. and we can open this up. For more people to have opportunity to fish, because that's what we ultimately want.
Yes.
With this data, be able to open up the fishery for everybody.
Yeah. And let's also keep in mind for us subsistence users that these tributaries that are open, the non-spawning tributaries, Tamakuni, that chance is given to us. So let's take advantage of those. And for those of us that are facing the hardship of the price of gas going up, that's kind of going to be hard, looking at $9 to $10 a gallon. Already the Vitus down there, the riverfront, the people that run that slew gas station there have already gone up. Even before the barges here, they're already up. So who knows? They might even go higher after the barge comes in. So people that are out there, now might be the best time to stock up on gas before the stations do their catch up on the price raising of gasoline and diesel fuel. Chris Kajalicham ilakang khtutin.
No, ilakaito. Tagungkin na ako ay bakasiwa kusog nika pisut mukhneya. Pituwat kung gani am kasut taktat kufknating. Tawo ito itas mukhneya chakmak na ilita kuna takwiluni pituwaminik. Unang kasin nilo nito mikso of kuna nilo kuna pitas ka. Tay matuwa sa ta unang sa tay ma naspala ka sa mukni.
Ii, umisawa ay kung kla kasukan na sa David Taxu naspala mukni. Ko hukum kacang sukuk malu ni kemanin su kang kuluk kuluk ka. Kau ni ku kalang sini ku pamak nak kulum ka. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark. Kasih kulum kalah to.
Kita.
I just like to bring up some numbers from a commercial fisherman permit holder. The number of trawlers with permits, anytime there's a, including the floating process, there's a 150 to 250 permits for draggers. And area M fishermen, there are 392 permit holders. And their total, the trawlers and the area M permit holders, 642. And Kuskokwim permit holders only number 770. We outnumber them by 128, and not including the Yukon permit holders, Norton Sound permit holders, and they destroyed our fishing industry a long time ago. Last time I fished was in 2015, and there were only two openings. Try to make a living on that. We can't make a living off that right now. It's been destroyed already. And where's our disaster relief money. Last time they appropriated money for the permit holders, we would have to have landed salmon in 2019 or 2021, 2022, I think. And we didn't have any openings on those dates. But, they can close ban the trawlers. They've done that in Greek already, Greece. They were seeing how much the environment they were destroying and habitat and number of fish, so they just banned them. No reason why we can't do that. We just need to elect the right people that have powers that be, our elected officials. Pretty frustrating. I don't think I'll be able to go fishing because too expensive for one salmon. That'll be a couple hundred dollar salmon if I happen to catch one. Okay, Koyana. Hope we have. I hope something gets done about the trawlers. Ban them. Thank you. Good afternoon. Bye.
That's true. Awani in other side of the continent, they have closed them up. The last time that I watched their TV scenery on what they were catching, and these were herring, 300,000 tons in one scoop. The other person that came on bragged about pulling up 600,000 tons, and that was with one scoop of herring. So how much of these seiners pull up in one shot is appalling. There's no word for it on how much that these people are pulling up, especially with what Kevin said. They're dragging the bottom of the ocean. That means that they are destroying habitat. And the governor, the president, is too busy trying to get oil out of people from overseas, somewhere else. So it's frustrating with what we're hearing on the news. But let me put it this way too. Let's not lose hope. Let's let that stay in our heart. And live on. Let's go on, and instead of crying about it, let's go out tomorrow and see what we can catch. Maybe we might catch one for soup or bake. Closing remarks. We have about 2 minutes left. Chris, closing remark, and then Kevin.
Yeah, but work cell phone number 545-3147.
Kevin?
Thank you, Sam. Thank you, KYUK. I like that ending of can't lose hope. Appreciate you all, and I will not lose our hope. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we can get our fish back and subsistence way of life back. Thank you.
All right. This is KYUK, 640 AM on your radio dial.